TED Audio Collective. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter, and this is TED Health. It's my job to share the most fascinating medical science stories, but some topics are just more riveting than others, including today's featured talk from TED-Ed. It's called, What is a Poop Transplant and How Does It Work? No, really, that's our talk, and this is cutting-edge science, and it's changing our understanding of how bodies can work and heal themselves. And stick around afterwards, we'll get even deeper into the workings of the gut and its enormous role in our well-being.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
Seventeen hundred years ago, a Chinese alchemist named Yi Hong was renowned for his special soup that could cure diarrhea-stricken patients. The stew was deep yellow and had an intense aroma. And like many family recipes, it had a secret ingredient. But in this case, that ingredient didn't come from the kitchen. It came from the bathroom. It might seem unwise to consume feces, and today, there aren't many doctors who would prescribe Yi Hong's recipe. However, exciting new research suggests that taking poop into the body in other ways might benefit our health. One such treatment is fecal microbial transplantation, and the secret to how it works lives in your gut. Trillions and trillions of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and archaea consider your bowels their home. Collectively, these microbes make up what's known as your gut microbiome. And each of these organisms possesses dynamic, specialized abilities that seem to be essential for human life. They break down our food, make vitamins, train our immune system and circadian rhythm, and even protect us from infections. In return, they receive a nice warm place to live, complete with an all-you-can-eat buffet. Some research suggests our microbiomes might start forming in the womb, but if not, they certainly get started when we're born. During a vaginal birth, infants take in some of their mother's fecal matter and microbe-filled fluids. From then on, our microbiomes are constantly diversifying with exposure to various foods and environments. This is essential for maintaining gut health. If poor nutrition, chronic disease, or antibiotics disturb this delicate balance, the body can become vulnerable to problems like bacteria and fungal overgrowth or infectious diarrhea. But infusing a new batch of microorganisms into the intestine seems to help reset the gut microbiome. This is where fecal microbial transplants come into play. This line of treatment is still very new, and there are tons of unanswered questions about how it works. So currently, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration only allows doctors to use fecal transplants experimentally for battling one of the toughest gut infections, antibiotic-resistant Clostridioides difficile. This infectious bacterium forms spores in the colon that are immune to antibiotics and very difficult to destroy. Patients dealing with this infection can experience months of intermittent fevers alongside bouts of abdominal cramping and extreme diarrhea despite antibiotic treatment. So when symptoms get this bad, it's time for a fecal microbial transplant. To start the process, a gastroenterologist first retrieves some feces, typically from a stool bank. These frozen samples are particularly impressive number twos. The selected donors go through a strict process to ensure their samples are infection-free. In fact, these protective protocols are so stringent, one prominent stool bank's acceptance rate is less than 3%. Next, the gastroenterologist gets that sample inside the patient via a pill, or more commonly, a tube into the stomach or colon. Finally, the transplanted microbes migrate through the tract until they find the colon, where they quickly multiply and displace the infectious invader. This process is so effective that it cures over 80% of patients in just one treatment. Because each stool sample is unique, the FDA still classifies fecal transplants as an experimental treatment rather than a formal medication. But promising research in rodents suggests new ways we might use fecal bacteriotherapy in the future. For example, fecal transplants from non-diabetic mice improved insulin resistance in mice with type 2 diabetes. Similarly, some studies have shown mice exhibiting anxiety and depression become calmer after transplants from their less anxious peers. Scientists studying humans have even started finding different microbial patterns associated with various intestinal, autoimmune, oncologic, and even psychiatric disorders. So it seems entirely possible that altering a patient's microbiome could allow for multiple new modes of treatment. We still have a lot to learn about what makes the best gut microbiome or the most beneficial fecal transplants. But for now, at least we can say that our feces have a bright future.
Hey there, it's Dr. Shoshana again. Sticking with the world of gut microbiomes, let's focus on another intriguing aspect of these little critters, their impact on our immune system. Just as Gihong brewed his specialized soup for diarrhea-stricken patients, our gut bugs are continuously making a cocktail of chemicals that can influence our health in really surprising ways. Consider your gut microbiome as your own body's private army, always on standby to protect you. This army of microbes doesn't just help digest your food or produce essential vitamins. It also interacts with your immune system in ways that we're just beginning to understand. It turns out that the gut microbiome supports our immune system in developing its ability to differentiate between friend and foe. This process, known as immune tolerance, is really essential for preventing the immune system from mistakenly attacking the body's own tissues, a disorder that results in a host of conditions like inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and even multiple sclerosis. So you could say that having a diverse and a healthy gut microbiome is like having an internal peacekeeping force that helps maintain order and harmony within our body. We're still not entirely sure how the gut microbiome contributes to autoimmune disorders. But what's clear is that a healthy gut microbiome is crucial for maintaining a well-functioning immune system. Another fascinating new angle in gut microbiome research is the role that it plays in the immune system's response to vaccines. A 2014 study found that mice with a more diverse microbiome showed a faster immune response to the flu shot compared to mice with no microorganisms in their bodies at all. And when the germ-free mice were exposed to increased levels of bacteria, they showed an increased immune response. Basically, certain gut microbes could help train our immune system. Of course, the science in humans about how our gut health ties into how well vaccines work is still early. But think about this. What if we could tweak our gut bacteria to make vaccines work better? This could help everybody, from infants to the elderly. And the best part is, it could save lives. So what does all this mean for the future of medicine? Well, if you thought fecal transplantation was mind-blowing, buckle up. In the not-so-distant future, we may see personalized treatments designed to address specific imbalances in our gut microbiome. So picture this. You walk into a pharmacy, hand over a stool sample, in a clean, discreet container, of course, and walk out with medicine tailored uniquely for you. As we've seen, researchers are still uncovering the complexities of all these interlocking systems in our bodies. But it's evident that our gut microbiome plays a vital role in our overall health and really deserves more attention than just a punchline. So the next time you're tempted to reach for that extra large double cheese pizza, think about how it might affect your microbiome and in turn, your immune system. And maybe add some veggies to it or go for the salad instead. If you make it a habit to take care of your gut, you'll find that it takes care of you in return. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by Dan O'Donnell and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lagias, Grace Rubenstein, Farah De Grunge, Jimmy Gutierrez, Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, and Colin Helms. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. I'll talk to you again next week.